the Jebiner mind, also known as Reb Hillel's mind. This melody, called in Yiddish Der Kop, or the mind, has a unique and very interesting history. The Chassid of Michal Dvarkin related the reason for this name, as he himself heard it from the Chassid Reb Dov Ze'ev Kazernikov, who was the rabbi of the Russian city of Yekaterinoslav, before Reb Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, the Rebbe's father, and Reb Dov Ze'ev was also known as Reb Beda Wolf. He related to Reb Michal Dvarkin that this melody was sent by the famous Chassid Reb Pesach Malostovsker, a well-known pupil of the Alter Rebbe and later of the Mittler Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek. And he sent this niggun as a gift to Reb Hillel Paritcher, about whom we have previously spoken. And this came about under the following circumstances. The Chassid Reb Pesach Malostovsker was once in Lubavitch visiting the Tzemach Tzedek. A young man from the city of Babroisk was also present, visiting Lubavitch for the first time. These two met each other in Lubavitch, and when Reb Pesach discovered that this young man came from Babroisk, and Babroisk was the city where the famed chassid and deep spiritual pious man, Reb Hillel Paritcher, was the chief rabbi at the time, so Reb Pesach said to this young man, "I want to teach you a melody, and you should convey this to Reb Hillel as a gift in my name." And he taught this young man this melody. When the young man returned home from Lubavitch to Babroisk, he was reluctant to go to see Reb Hillel Paritcher, the rabbi of the town. Reb Hillel was renowned as a chassid, as a tzaddik, as an extraordinary figure. And so this young man was afraid, was reluctant to approach him and teach him this melody. Only a few days later, this man attended a bris, a circumcision celebration, by one of the Chassidim in Babroisk. The chief rabbi of the city, Reb Hillel Paritcher, was also attending the bris, sitting at the head of the table. The young man was sitting some distance away from Reb Hillel, together with his young colleagues, and they began to sing Chassidic melodies. The young man related and recalled the melody that Reb Pesach Malostovsker taught him, and he told his young friends the whole story, what occurred in Lubavitch. So some of the people who were sitting nearby right away went to Reb Hillel and informed him that a young man was present, had recently come from Lubavitch, and he had brought something for him from the Chassid Reb Pesach Malostovsker. Reb Hillel immediately invited the young man to come closer and to sing the melody. And so he did. When the young man finished singing this niggun, Reb Hillel said, "This niggun was composed mit kop," which means this niggun was composed by a profound mind, by a profound intellect. He then began to think about what use he was to make of this melody. You see, we once mentioned Reb Hillel's custom that the three melodies that he sang on Yom Kippur at the conclusion of the Ne'ilah service, he would later sing when he came to Lubavitch before the Tzemach Tzedek would recite his Hasidic discourse, his Maimer. Since it was now after Sukkot, already a while after Yom Kippur, and he already had prepared the three melodies that he would bring to Lubavitch with him to sing before the Tzemach Tzedek recites his Chassidic Maimer. So Reb Hillel was in a dilemma what to do with the present new melody that he received as a gift from Reb Pesach Malostovsker. He put it this way: it's too late to use it as a substitute for the first melody. To sing Reb Pesach's Niggun as the second melody would be disrespectful towards Reb Pesach. Therefore, he concluded, I will sing it as the third melody, which is the niggun just before the Rebbe begins to recite the Maimer. Thus, The melody came to be known as their cup, the mind. The title that Reb Hillel Parich had attributed to Reb Pesach Molostovsker's melody, which he received as a gift. Chassidim call this melody the Zhebiner cup, which means the Zhebiner mind. Some call it Reb Hillel's cup, which means Reb Hillel's mind, because it was Reb Hillel Paritcher who introduced this niggun in the city of Lubavitch. The reason it's called the Zhebiner cup is because this melody was sung very often in the Russian town of Zhebin, a town filled with Chabad Chassidim, who were both masters of the profound teachings of Kabbalah and Chassidus, as well as masters in emotional self-refinement. We will learn more about Reb Pesach Molostovsker, the original composer of this melody, later when we discuss another niggun of his.
No. Na 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 na